Brand yourself and your company inside your territory. The way I set up my business, my real estate company, was I selected a territory, basically a 5 by 5 mile territory out in East Tampa or Brandon area. First thing I did was I joined the Chamber of Commerce and became a platinum member to the chamber, figuring that if I'm going to be a member, I should be all in working with the chamber. With the benefits I've received from that have been dramatic. I've gotten tremendous exposure on their website. All of the sales reps at the chamber know of me and root for me for my real estate company. They refer me business because they know that I'm committed to the chamber. I recruit companies to join the chamber because I'm so excited about being a member. I go to their networking events I'm a member of a networking club in the chamber, even though I don't network. I haven't been a member of a networking club in probably 10 years. I see the value in getting to know fellow members of the chamber intimately by showing up once a week to a networking club that potentially can use real estate that we provide, the listings that we have inside of our territory. So it's a great database for us to visit and revisit for potential clients that need to buy, sell, or lease properties in this territory. So the second thing that I would recommend doing is join 2 to 3 charitable organizations within your community. Number one, just to give back. I deliver Meals on Wheels once a week and get satisfaction out of giving back to the community. And an hour's worth of my time is well worth the benefit I get. An hour a week is worth the benefits I get from it. And I get recognized from local business owners that they know that I do that, and they kind of root for me and actually send business to me because they know I'm giving it back to the community. I also became a member of Leadership Brandon, which is an organization or a forum that the chamber provides to expose you to different charities in the area. And what that did for me is it created relationships with my class members. There were 37 members of our class of 2009. And every one of them has become a friend. I can pretty much call them any given day and either schedule lunch or ask for their help, and they'll provide it to me. It was a great experience. And again, doing something like that in your territory would benefit you with circles of influences. I acquired access to 37 circles of influence, which has already helped me gain more exposure in the territory. And also, actually, I got an assignment by my friend David in the class, who owns a CPA firm, that he needed help leasing his space, so I was able to help him with that. And I was able to help him refer people to him for leasing that space as well. So that was a big-time benefit for me. And also, I try to commit some dollars into your territory to local charities. I sponsored an event at the YMCA for their summer camp, and it was a spinoff where I got to have my name put on the t-shirts that all the riders wore during the spinoff class, and basically they raised a lot of money. I got some exposure, and it was a good thing all around. So that type of mindset will help your business. And stay focused on doing your prospecting inside of your territory. People will see you out there. You'll be talking to people on a regular basis by revisiting them. And you're going to become a big fish in a small pond by doing that, because you'll be totally visible in the community and recognized by walking door to door in your territory. And also build alliances with companies in your territory. I preach in this course to align yourself with synergistic business partners. Well, I've selected actually 10 partners that are all in my territory that I cold call with. And what that's done for me is it's provided me 10 circles of influences to rely on for keeping me on their radar screen when real estate needs occur, and I keep them on my real estate, my radar screen when their business application occurs. I refer bankers, I refer insurance companies, I refer copy machine companies, telephone companies, security companies, all the companies that would deal with the same end user that I deal with, which is a business owner in our territory. I feel comfortable referring, and all of them I've selected are inside of my territory. So it brands me as being a good networking partner, and also as an active real estate company inside the territory. Gives me tremendous visibility. And also I make aware of my only handling assignments inside this 5x5 mile territory to my competitors. So they're the benefit of referrals outside of my territory. I talked to my friend John today, who is a broker in West Shore District, and I had met somebody in West Shore District by cold calling a building I have in that territory, and they have pain, they're in need to move out of their building. Well, he's a tenant broker. I called him and told him about the assignment because I know he could serve this client better than I. So it just reinforced my relationship with him, and he said in his words, I need to figure out a way to pay you back, Joe. I said, you don't need to pay me back. I mean, bottom line is we're primarily a listing broker inside a territory in East Tampa, and we're not going to be able to serve that customer as well as you are going to be able to serve that customer over in West Shore. So, you know, I was happy to refer that out to him. I know we'll get referrals in the future from either John or other brokers because of that. And then, you know, advertise your business inside the territory. We have inside cover positioning on the visitors magazine at the chamber, and that basically goes out to every new member that comes into the chamber, and it also anyone who's moving into the East Tampa area has access to this directory. So it makes you look really big in a affordable venue. And you know, just basically remember to lock it down and stay active in your defined area, and you'll notice that other people will notice you. I have a friend, Kathy, who's my banker, who said, Joe, you know, you're everywhere. I tell her, well, we're not everywhere, Kathy. We just happen to be everywhere within a 5 mile universe that you live in. She sees my signs all up and down the streets of this territory, and it makes us look big. So obviously she gravitates toward us because we can be a good referral source for her, and I'd refer her anyway because she's my banker. And I have referred her. I recently did a lease with a coffee distribution company and praised how well Kathy handles banking needs. And she actually opened up the account because of my introduction. So it works. And, you know, it works both ways. So, again, try to brand yourself and your company inside a confined territory. And you'll notice that you'll look bigger and your growth path will accelerate because you're better known and you're more efficient with the coverage that you provide inside that defined territory. So hopefully that makes sense to you and you can start working on setting up your chamber account, joining several charitable organizations, and partnering with other businesses to do business together inside your territory. Take care, and I hope you sell a lot of stuff today.